The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
She's got the news. She talks with newsmakers. She encourages us to laugh, and she cries with us. Speaking truth to power and questioning authority daily, it's the Nicole Sandler Show.
7 days. 1 week left, and you can't even say anymore till Election Day. Because every day is Election Day. Well, every day is voting day. Now, I guess what we say is November 3rd is the day that voting ends. You've got to have your votes in by November 3rd, whether in person or in a Dropbox. And here's the thing. If you have a ballot, an absentee ballot, and you have not yet sent it in, don't use the U.S. mail anymore, because they will not guarantee that your ballot will get there in time. It's a week away, and chances are, you know, you live in the same community or the same county, that your supervisor of elections office is in. But the U.S. Postal Service, under the auspices of Louis DeJoy and the Trump administration, can't guarantee that a piece of local mail will get delivered in a week's time. It's astounding. But the fact is, you don't want to depend on the mail right now. So if you have a ballot, an absentee ballot, a paper ballot, a vote by mail ballot, fill it out and find a Dropbox, a legitimate, real Dropbox. I have to say that for my friends in California, because the Republican Party has put out all these phony Dropboxes. And when the Attorney General of the state of Florida, of California, said, you need to remove these. These are illegal. The Republican Party said, too bad. No, we won't. We're allowed to harvest ballots because all they know how to do is lie, cheat, and steal. Again, you can pretty much take everything that Donald Trump says and turn it around, and the opposite will be true or have some semblance relating to reality. When he says, the only way I can lose this election is if they cheat and they rig it. Well, it's the other way around. It's the only way he could win. And he knows that. So make no mistake, he will do everything he can to cheat and steal this election. Anyway, welcome to a Tuesday. I'm Nicole Sandler. It's YouGotNicoleSandler.com. We are streaming live on, you know, all the usual places, Progressive Voices Network, video on YouTube. Hey, YouTubers, we there? I guess we are. And Facebook, and I think we're on Periscope and Twitch. I'm not even sure anymore, but we're trying. Just know we've got it all in the works, regardless. There's a story broke today that, you know, the way the courts are stacked, and make no mistake, we got to get the terminology straight. What the Republicans have done is stack the courts. They have shoved through in the last 4 years 220 judicial nominees. Most of these seats were kept open by Mitch McConnell during the Obama administration. You know, they tend to lie so often that, you know, we have to take it apart and dissect it step by step. When they say Obama left all these judicial openings, he did not. He wanted to fill them. Mitch McConnell, though, was the Senate majority leader. And as such, it's up to him what he's going to bring to the floor. And he would not bring any of those judicial nominees, just counting the days until a Republican sat in the Oval Office again so they could stack the courts with their right-wing, unqualified judges. And so many of them who were nominated have that distinction from the American Bar Association, not qualified. It used to be in the days where government worked that that designation would get them to withdraw or get the president to withdraw their name from contention. Not the case anymore. I think they revel in it. They like having unqualified so-called judges who will do their bidding on the courts. But there's one judge who wasn't going for that, and that is Lewis Kaplan, U.S. District Judge, and I want to say I'm not sure where Lewis Kaplan is from. I think Southern District of New York, but I'm not positive. But this is the judge in the case of E. Jean Carroll. Remember her case? E. Jean Carroll is she's a journalist. She is a columnist. She is she's been writing for years and years. And Donald Trump is suing her. E. Jean Carroll is the person who, I think, credibly accused Donald Trump of raping her in the fitting room of a Bergdorf Goodman department store in Manhattan some 20, 30 years ago. And when Donald Trump denied that he ever did that, because, you know, have you seen her? Yeah. He defamed her. So she decided to sue him for defamation of character. Well, today, I'm reading from the New York Times, a federal judge ruled today that Trump can be personally sued for defamation in connection with his denial while in office of a decades-old rape allegation. Oh, federal district court in Manhattan, the judge, Lewis A. Kaplan, rejected the Justice Department's attempt to step into the case and defend the president. His ruling means that, for the moment, a lawsuit by the writer E. Jean Carroll can move forward against Mr. Trump in his capacity as a private citizen. So, just to refresh your memory, last month, Bill Barr's Justice Department intervened on Trump's behalf in the suit, which had been filed in court in New York, citing a law designed to protect federal employees against litigation stemming from the performance of their duties. Okay, so that's why it was him bringing suit against her. Under that law, the Federal Tort Claims Act, the department sought to move Ms. Carroll's suit to federal court and to substitute the United States, as in the government, for Donald Trump as the defendant. A move that would have likely led to the dismissal of the charges. So the Justice Department has used the law to shield members of Congress from being sued for defamation over things they said. The department, though, has rarely, if ever, used it to grant immunity to a president. But Judge Kaplan, who, by the way, was appointed by Bill Clinton in 1994, ruled against the department's maneuver, saying Mr. Trump was not acting in his official capacity when he denied the accusations. Quote, the judge wrote in his decision, his comments concerned an alleged sexual assault that took place several decades before he took office, and the allegations have no relationship to the official business of the United States. So E. Jean Carroll went on Twitter. She is crowing, as she should, because her lawsuit now can go forward. And So her suit against the president will now continue in federal court. And how funny is it? This is good news. This is very good news, because that means she gets to depose Donald Trump. Oh, how I'd love to get that man in a deposition. We know he lies, but we also know the tells of his lies. He does the hand thing. He he does a lot of sniffing when he lies. And he says, believe me. When he's lying. Well, we have a song for him today. It's a song that is a brand new one. And it's by a musical group on the YouTubes who go by the name of Jane Doe and the Me Toos. And this one's called She's Not My Type. And I guess you can figure out who they're alluding to here. Again, it's the perfect song to follow up the E. Jean Carroll story with. So here we go. Jane Doe and the Me Toos. She's Not My Type. Take it away. Ooh, it's coming. Jane Doe and the Me Toos. She's Not My Type. Rhetoric does not get you anywhere, because Hitler and Mussolini are just as good at rhetoric, but if you can bring these people down with comedy, they stand no chance. Mel Brooks.
No, no, no.
She is
the privilege of my aggression.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't meet my standards.
No, no,
they're not pretty enough.
No,
but they'd be good for Bernie Sanders. So I would never rape her.
No, no, no.
She's not my first choice. It's me that is the victim. So I will tell Bill Barr,
he's my boy,
that he should convict him. So let's lock up Hillary Clinton, along with all these sluts. And I will be out grabbing some sexy women.
He knew that Jesse Leeds would never put up a fight, so he was groping up a body all the way through the flight. And then he raped Ivana, he was pissed about his hair, but the law clearly states you cannot rape your wife's there. He cornered Jeannie Carroll, it was in a dressing room. He hit her head against the wall and tried to get up in her womb. She was stuck, couldn't scream, couldn't yell. He put his packer halfway in her all the way, she couldn't tell. He told a couple 14-year-old girls in 92, "I'll just think, a few more years and I'll be dating you." But not with Janie, though, he couldn't wait to justify her, so he raped her with his buddy Jeffrey Epp, the pedophile. There's been so many women that I just can't name them all. If we keep demanding justice, he eventually will fall. We gotta take a stand, raise our voices, break the silence. It's the only real way that we will ever end this violence.
Oh, I would never rape her.
No, no,
she just
no.
wants publicity. She's not the right ethnicity. But Ivanka, she's beautiful. Her I would consider, even though I've already attacked her babysitter. If she wasn't my daughter, I would tap that ass. I'd just grab her by the pussy, 'cause she's high class. Oh, I would never rape her.
No, no, no.
She is not my type.
Not
no,
my
I
type.
Would never rape her.
No, no, no.
Don't believe the
She's not my type. Jane Doe and the Me Toos. Jane Doe and the Me Toos. Good. I think that's the only song they have up on the YouTube, but it was perfect for the occasion. E. Jean Carroll, her lawsuit goes forward, and hopefully, actually, Donald Trump will likely be a private citizen by the time by the time it comes to gets to court. But you know, by then maybe he'll be in jail. I don't know. It would be a good thing. All right. Oh, did I lose my little thing? No, I didn't. All right. I'm going to send Progressive Voices to a commercial. We'll be right back on the Progressive Voices Network. And for everyone else, are they in ads? I don't know. They don't appear to be, but you never know. I can never tell with this stuff. So we'll just pretend they are. I'll give you a little bit of news, okay? And then Gotta Laugh is coming up. It is our final Tuesday before Election Day. Oh, my goodness. So let's quick check in and see what else is going on in our world.
I read the news today. Oh, boy.
Well, this is interesting. 20 former U.S. attorneys, all of them Republican, today publicly called Donald Trump, quote, a threat to the rule of law in our country, and urged that he be replaced in November with his Democratic opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden. 20 former U.S. attorneys. And this from NBC News, where they have officially I'm getting ready with a ding here. Officially moved Texas from lean Republican to toss up. That's saying something. And if for some reason, Donald Trump is campaigning in New Hampshire and not Texas. I don't know. All right. Again, I'm delaying the inevitable. When I tell you that for the first time in, well, it's not the first time in history. I was wrong on my tweet. It was the first time in 151 years that a new associate justice to the Supreme Court has been confirmed without a single vote from the minority party. The deeply divided Senate voted 52 to 48 yesterday to confirm Amy Phoney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Republicans obviously pushed the nomination through over objections from Democrats who argued that the winner of next week's presidential election should fill Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat. I mean, seriously. I don't know what more you need to know. I actually have, let me see if I can play this. There's a spot, I should have played it a few days ago, a little video from Demand Justice. And it's about, well, what has already happened. But it just points out the hypocrisy. Again, so this is from Demand Justice regarding the Amy Phoney Barrett nomination and subsequent confirmation.
The next president, whoever that may be, is going to be the person who chooses the next Supreme Court justice.
But on the day Justice Ginsburg died, Mitch broke his promise.
The Senate will vote on this nomination this year.
He wasn't the only one.
Let's let the next president, whoever it might be, make that nomination. And you could use my words against me and you'd be absolutely right.
We're not going to nominate a Supreme Court justice until the people have spoken.
Give the people a voice on SCOTUS.
You don't do this in an election year.
I think that the next president should make the pick. We don't have a very long distance to wait.
How could they be so blatant? Here's how. They don't care about getting caught lying to our faces or being called hypocrites. They care about getting to take away health care, reproductive rights, civil rights. Their plans for us don't end at lies. They're coming for our health and our rights. And it's time to stop them.
So, you know, those kind of things, they were all over the place, as were commercials touting her qualifications on the TV. I'm glad those are over. But here we are. The elevation of Barrett, the fifth woman justice to ever serve on the court, increases conservatives' majority to 6-3, setting up an expected shift to the right on key issues like health care, abortion, gun rights, and voting rights that will last a generation.
Monday, October 26th, 2020, it will go down as one of the darkest days in the 231-year history of the United States Senate.
Yeah, that was Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer saying that Republicans acted in bad faith by confirming Barrett with an election underway after blocking Barack Obama's nominee 8 months before Election Day.
This Republican Senate majority is breaking faith with you, doing the exact opposite of what it promised 4 years ago, because they wish to cement a majority on the Supreme Court that threatens your fundamental rights. And I want to be very clear with my Republican colleagues.
Yeah.
You may win this vote, and Amy Coney Barrett may become the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, but you will never, never get your credibility back. And the next time the American people give Democrats a majority in this chamber, you will have forfeited the right to tell us how to run that majority.
Well, to be fair, I'm sorry, Chucky, but the Republicans never had the right to tell us how to run the majority. And maybe that's the problem. You see, you know, let's talk about the other side of the of the Democratic Party divide, where AOC tweeted this: expand the court, Republicans do this because they don't believe Dems have the stones to play hardball like they do. And for a long time, they've been correct. But do not let them bully the public into thinking their bulldozing is normal, but a response isn't. There is a legal process for expansion. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Republicans broke no rules and were able to do what they did, quote, because we have the majority. And then after the vote, unbelievable, a swearing-in ceremony with Justice Clarence Thomas administering the oath was held at the White House because Donald Trump needed his photo op. And they had a big celebration. They had a ton of people there again. Now, the announcement of the nomination was just a month ago at another White House event that triggered a coronavirus outbreak among attendees. And yes, last night, there were similarly few masks visible at that swearing in. And also, by the way, the use of the White House as a backdrop and likely campaign commercial is unique to Donald Trump alone. Obama had two Supreme Court picks, Sotomayor and Kagan. They were both sworn in at the Supreme Court, as is the usual protocol, to avoid any appearance of impropriety or political alignment. There are no such concerns of that matter for Donald Trump because he just doesn't care. All right, there's more news, but I guess why don't we wait to get Laffy here because we can go through some of it with her. So, with that in mind, hit it, Lauren.
If the news gives you the blues, here's the perfect place to go. It's Tuesdays with a laugh on the Nicole Sandler Show.
Every Tuesday we get together with our pal Gotta Laugh and shoot the shit about what's happening in the news. We take it from Laffy's very busy Twitter stream. First, we got to get her on the line. Okay, push some buttons here. Hello? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Because my audio was going berserk. And I texted you.
Oh, no.
I messaged you.
Oh, no.
I couldn't get anything to work.
Oh,
everything
shit.
Was beeping
I
and
see.
Screaming in my
having
ear.
Audio issues. Oh, shit. Oh,
terrible issues. They're, for some reason, they're resolved. I don't even know what happened. But
okay.
Anyway.
Oh, okay. Anyway, okay, so I guess we can hear each other.
Yes, okay, so you've reached the Trump's desperate last-minute campaign tactics hotline.
Oh, okay.
Yes, press 1 if you think in order to appeal to environmentalists, Trump will present his fake healthcare plan on blank pages of recycled paper.
Well, I don't know that he knows how to use recycled paper, but okay, I'll give him that one.
Yeah. Right, that's true. Somebody will hand it to him.
Sure.
Press 2 if you think Trump will hand out fun-sized syringes of vaccine to trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
Press 3 if you think Trump believes he can win over black voters by promising to never, ever dance at a campaign rally again.
Can I just ask you, what is this? He does this,
I know, with a little...
I'm putting my... For those of you listening to the audio stream only, putting my fists up at about chest level and sort of pumping them out a little bit. He does like this.
It's like an old person's version of what he used to do when he went to those clubs. You know, they have or wherever that party was where he was like... trying to look cool and dance, and all the women
right.
were around him, and he was God. With Epstein. Remember
yeah,
that?
White man's rhythm. But I was thinking, you know, if it was like it was John McCain, who famously couldn't raise his hands over his head because he was tortured as a prisoner of war, Donald Trump didn't have those problems.
No.
Just saying.
He was tortured as a prisoner
He's tortured
of his father.
Us.
But...
Right. Okay. That, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not war. War with his daddy, with Daddy Dearest. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm just going to go drinking now. It's okay, right?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I wait till the show ends, and actually, I don't drink. I use the medical marijuana, but I can't speak when I do that. So I'll never do that before a show because I got to tell you something. I was so, I don't know what the word is, not brain dead, but I was just not all here yesterday. And I guess it goes to my lack of sleep and the stress levels and all that. But I added a year onto my life yesterday because I talked about
I'm so sorry.
That it's my birthday next week.
And that's
right. But Tuesday's election day, Wednesday's my birthday. And I said something to the effect of, and if all goes well, I'll turn 62 on Wednesday. No, I'll be 61. I really don't need to rush that. So, you know, forget what I said. Forget everything I said yesterday. The synapses were not connecting. But I think it's just the confluence of everything that's happening.
It is too much.
The Amy Coney Barrett thing last night, I'll tell you something. I purposely didn't watch the hearings after the Judiciary Committee finished their thing, whatever the hell that was. I didn't watch any of the stuff over the weekend. I didn't watch any of it yesterday. I didn't watch it because
neither did I.
But last night, as I went to bed, I fall asleep with the TV on, and I usually have the news on so that maybe some news will sink in, so I'll wake up knowing more than I did. And when they showed the footage of her standing there and being sworn in Trump's stupid face. The president is never there in the swearing in because they put daylight between the justice and the administration. They're not supposed to talk. Trump doesn't get that. But I'm watching this and realizing she is filling the seat of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I just lost it. This is just not okay. It is too much. And now we have a week left before the end of voting. And although every indication is that Donald Trump is going to be sent packing, I don't trust these people for a second.
At all. They're going to do something that will create a reason to go to SCOTUS. That's what's going to happen.
Yep. And actually, somebody, let me see if I can find it, in the YouTube chat room said, for some reason, was listening to the end of Rush Limbaugh's.
I'm so sorry.
Right. And they said, Limbaugh ended his show today. This is X58. Limbaugh ended his show today by reassuring his zombie sycophants not to worry about the election, even though fake news has favored Biden. Trump will beat him in the end. Mark my words.
Okay.
I know they're going to try to fix it so that Trump will win in the end.
Yeah.
We can't let that happen. And I got to tell you something. I know the COVID's out there. We're very safe. David is a bit too overprotective, but hey, you know, at least somebody cares. But if they steal this election, we need to take to the streets like never before. And nonviolently, we need to go out in every town to the most major of the intersections and sit. We just need to sit there and not move and make a stand and take a stand and do something because this, frankly, is bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really just hope that it's such a landslide that there's no way they can contest it.
Oh, landslide. Gotta play the song today. It got all jumbled on us yesterday. So yeah, at some point today we'll take a 2-minute break and play landslide because we need a landslide to bring him down.
That's the only way.
Yep.
Did you see that ad that the Lincoln Project put out?
Which one?
Of the mother who goes to her child who's asleep in the middle of the night. Did you see that one?
No. Is that a new one from today?
Yesterday.
Hold on.
It was so horribly nightmarish. She goes to the daughter. The daughter's maybe 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And she said, I told you I'd wake you. And the TV's on in the background. She goes, I told you I'd wake you when the election is over. And the little girl says, did we win? Who won?
Oh, God.
And then the mother goes, Trump.
Oh, God.
And then in the background, you hear Trump saying something. And then people are yelling, 4 more years. Anyway, at that point, I couldn't watch the end. It's so scary. I guess that's what they were trying to do, is just scare us into voting. But wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, I'm looking on their YouTube page and I try to figure out which one it could be. There's one called Last Call, but it says it just went up 3 hours ago. There's Brave Women, The Breakdown. I mean, The Pathetic, which is Lindsey Graham.
Maybe it was. I thought it was them. I thought it was. I did tweet it, or I retweeted it. And I said scary or something. I could look for it in my stash, but it would take me a little while.
I'll look. And if I can pull it, I will.
Anyway, well, let's go to other tweets because that one's upsetting and I don't know.
Okay. All right. Somebody let loose the birdies. Okay, so what's, as if I didn't know, what's Twitter all a Twitter about today?
Oh, Twitter, Twitter, you guys. Okay, so Brian Klass, or Kloss, mm-hmm. who's an associate professor at UCL, it says here.
Okay.
He tweeted, things you can't make up. The White House put out a press release in which they listed ending the pandemic
as
one of the top accomplishments of Trump's first term in office. The U.S. is currently hitting record highs in cases.
Record.
Roughly 700 to 1,100 Americans are dying every day. And Joe Lockhart said, they think we're all suckers and losers, not just our military.
Yeah. No.
They're just gaslighting America on their official press releases now.
The gaslighting astounding. They lie about everything. And the fact is, we had the highest number of new cases reported in the last 24 hours. We are at the height of the third spike, and they're taking credit for ending the pandemic.
For it's ending just it.
Ridiculous.
That's their words, ending it.
Just ridiculous.
And meanwhile, if you want to get into gaslighting.
Yeah.
This is from the New York Times.
Okay.
I think. And as election nears, Trump makes a final push against climate science. The administration is imposing new limits on the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, that would undercut action against global warming. The Trump administration has recently removed the chief scientist at NOAA,
oh,
the nation's premier scientific agency, installed new political staff who have questioned accepted facts about climate change, and imposed stricter controls on communications at the agency.
It's amazing. And meanwhile, you know, they never put somebody decent in charge. And I got to say, look, I live in South Florida. We are often the target for hurricanes. But this hurricane season, the Gulf Coast, oh my God, how many times have they been hit? And there's another one heading straight for them, Zeta. Who would ever think? We went through the alphabet and through the Greek alphabet. It's the earliest there's ever been 27 named storms, and I'm shocked, frankly, that they've all gone up the Gulf and hit, you know, from Galveston to New Orleans to the Florida Panhandle, and they've left us alone on the East Coast. And I should shut up knocking on wood laminate now, because hurricane season runs till November 30th. I just feel, I feel so horrible for those people in the path of this storm again. It's like the worst edition of Groundhog's Day ever.
It is. We're in hell. We're just living a nightmare.
They're in worse hell. I mean, you know, look, and the fires and now Irvine in California.
Yeah. Some kind of an alert. The whole, I'm in Ventura County, so we're not getting it yet.
Right.
But all the other counties in LA have been put on an ash type of, you know, it's called an ash and particle particulate, some kind of an alert because the air is so bad from the fires. It's been windy here, really windy. So it's blown whatever we might have gotten away, I guess. It's a beautiful day here.
Right. Well, but this is Irvine. I used to go to concerts at Irvine Meadows Amphitheater all the time. It's right off, right down the 405. I was thinking this was a little further inland where there's less population. No, this is Irvine. Over 60,000 people were evacuated last night.
Yeah. It's been 100,000 now.
Oh, my God.
I tweeted, I think. Oh, who remembers what I tweet? I tweet too much. Anyway. Yeah. Here's just some facts from, it's from Washington Post that Rachel Maddow tweeted.
Yeah.
Republican presidents have appointed 15 of the most recent 19 Supreme Court justices, including 6 of the current 9. All the more remarkable when you consider that the GOP's presidential candidate has won the popular vote only once since 1988 in 2004. That was a quote from Washington Post via Rachel.
Oh, boy. Yep.
I mean, that's just... I can't.
Okay. I know. And that's why this week, you know, if you've not already bitten your nails down to the quick, this is stressorama. This is going to be the week that we're all climbing the walls. So find something to do to, if you can, take your mind off of it. Like I've been painting. Painting and cooking vegan.
You've been good.
I'm a painter now. Who knew? Yeah. So I actually put up, yesterday, because I showed some of the photos, and I got an email from a listener in Santa Fe who is a painter. And she's like, I didn't see it because I was listening on Progressive Voices. Can you show me your pictures? So I actually put up a page on the website. So it's NicoleSandler.com/pandemic-painting. Pandemic-painting. Yeah, so you can see what I did. And basically, if for all subscribers, if you're a subscriber of the program, you do a monthly thing, you can choose one as a premium, because I'm doing so many of them, they're filling up my house. So I need to do something with them.
Dump the paintings. Dump the paintings.
Right. So anyway, there's that. So and by the way, I found the video that you were that you mentioned, and it just went up like 3 hours ago, by the way.
Oh, so I saw it yesterday.
No, you didn't. You tweeted
I didn't.
It today.
Was that today?
Yeah, it was 3 hours ago.
Jesus. Okay.
So I'll get it all racked up and we can play it in a little while.
Okay, it's really depressing, everybody.
Oh, boy. So is everything else right now. So what else?
No, it's just like really scary. It's horrible. Okay, so last night, I didn't watch any of the Barrett stuff over the last few days. Not
again,
any of it. I watched the hearings, but I did not watch anything since because I knew how it was going to end and I don't want to watch it. Anyway, so last night, House Judiciary GOP, that's their Twitter account, Judiciary
yes.
GOP.
Yes, run by Jim Jordan. Mr.
Run by Jim Jordan. Yes. That was coming. Yeah, that's what I was going to, that was my tweet. Okay,
oh, sorry.
So, but they... I mean, I read you these ahead of time, and I still
fucked up. Right? No, I'm sorry.
So they tweeted, "Amy Coney Barrett confirmed. Happy birthday, Hillary Clinton." And then Yasher Ali of Huffington Post and New York Magazine tweets, "This Twitter account is controlled by Congressman Jim Jordan, who was the ranking member of House Judiciary." So, that's what they did. They couldn't just be gracious. They had to do a Hillary Clinton tweet, rub it in her face, rub it in our faces, and then Connie Schultz saw it. Connie Schultz is married
to Sherrod Brown.
And she's also a columnist. And she said, mm-hmm. there's such an inherent meanness to them. It takes so little to be better than this.
That's very true. And yeah. every word of that. Connie Schultz is brilliant, by the way. She's
really
a columnist. She's, I believe, a Pulitzer Prize winning columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. And she and Sherrod Brown are the cutest couple. And I love, I follow her on Facebook because she's always posting pictures of their dogs. And they're adorable. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I digress. Anything to stop me from thinking about this crap.
Well, she's adorable, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
really
other than
is.
Being talented and wonderful,
right.
she's and smart. She's
yep.
adorable.
Yep.
So she was as pissed as everybody. Everybody was tweeting about it, but I like that one. Okay, so it gets worse. So Megan Monero, who I, again, don't remember who she is. She's a Courthouse News. I'm sorry,
okay.
A Courthouse News reporter. She said, McConnell. Here, let me get the tweet up. Hold on one second. Okay, McConnell, moments after confirming Barrett, is moving ahead on the Senate floor with more judicial Trump appointees.
No way.
Way. And so I tweeted, I tagged the Democrats, the House Democrats, and Senate Democrats. And I said, are you finally convinced that we need to expand the court now? Because this is what they're doing after they win a seat, after they confirm her. They then go right into doing more judges.
Unbelievable.
My God.
Unbelievable. Enough already. This is, oh my God.
That is just like, And of course, when we talk about it like this, they love it. They love that they're getting to us.
Oh, yeah. Well, owning the libs. That's what they're all about. Owning the libs.
Yeah, owning the libs. Those assholes. They're such... I really hope... I mean, I don't have much hope, but I really hope that the Democrats can finally grow a set and throw it right back at them if we win.
Yeah. Well, good luck to us on that.
Oh, well.
Because they don't... I don't think they have it in them. Look, Joe Biden is talking about putting Republicans on his cabinet. I get he's trying to be the bigger man, but they don't play in the same ballpark we do.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, for Christ's sake, I'm trying to get something up and 25 pop-ups and a video. Okay, stop it. Okay, here's my next one. This was from the Daily News, actually.
Yeah.
Leslie Stahl. Here, I'll just read you the lead.
Oh, God, I heard about this. Go ahead.
CBS has reportedly hired full-time security for 60 Minutes correspondent Leslie Stahl after a family member received a death threat over her interview with Trump. An unidentified suspect called Stahl's home on Thursday, just hours before the president released his own copy of the interview on Facebook, and threatened her and her family and, quote, said something about neo-Nazis, unquote.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you something. Leslie Stahl did a great job. She asked tough questions. That's her job. And yet the moron, he's like, I don't want tough questions. You don't ask Joe Biden tough questions. Well, you know what? I listened to those interviews with Joe Biden, and they did ask him tough questions. Donald Trump just makes up his own alternative facts as he goes along. Nothing the man says is true. And when echo him back, it just drives me up a wall.
Right. But also the reason Trump says, oh, you asked some softball questions is because maybe Biden makes it look like they're softball questions because he can answer them correctly.
I guess.
He answers them without struggling. He can, you know, he's got an encyclopedia of knowledge in his brain that Trump does not have the capacity for because Trump doesn't have a brain.
Well, and so Donald Trump, I mean, and Joe Biden knows how government works. I mean, you know, they keep, you've been at it for 47 years. What have you done? You know, when they started that, I wanted him so badly to say, really, what has Mike Pence done in your administration?
Again, he's headed a task force that is doing the opposite of what
right,
they should
do. His staff is all infected. Good job.
Yes.
Good job.
Exactly. Oh, boy. Okay. So Malachi Barrett, who is a Michigan politics reporter, she tweeted out, Ted Nugent is on stage at Trump's Lansing rally to play the national anthem. So our buddy LOL GOP tweets back, QAnon, here's your chance. Nugent wrote a song about raping a 13-year-old and adopted a 17-year-old so he could have sex with her.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he went right for the QAnon.
Good for him. You know, QAnon also might want to look into Matt Gaetz, who I understand, you know, kind of swings both ways when he can. And he's got this kid living with him who he claims he adopted, but there's no record of an adoption. He calls him his son, but who knows?
Who knows anything about Gaetz?
And he's creepy as all get out.
He's a creepy nutcase. So just random tweet that came my way from Annie Gapston Howell.
Okay.
She said, and this was true because I was watching and live tweeting Obama today when he was talking. Mm-hmm. Donald was tweeting at Obama on TV as Obama was telling him to stop tweeting at the TV.
It was awesome. Obama, I heard some of his speech. It was in Orlando today. Let me play for you a couple of short clips. Because
he was really good.
Here's
one. It was
one.
Fire Obama. Fire Obama.
It was... I no longer have to play the diplomatic, you know, former president. Now I can go guns blazing, figuratively speaking, mind you.
Yes.
That complicated. Donald Trump likes to claim he built this economy, but I just want to remind you that America created 1.5 million more jobs in the last 3 years of the Obama-Biden administration than in the first 3 years of the Trump Pence administration. Yep. That's a fact. Look it up. And that was before Trump could blame the pandemic. He, in fact, inherited the longest streak of job growth in American history.
Yep.
But just like everything else he inherited, he screwed it up.
Go figure.
And the economic damage that he inflicted by botching the pandemic response means he will be the first president since Herbert Hoover to actually lose jobs. First president since Herbert Hoover back in the 30s. That's a long time, people.
That's a long time.
That's almost 100 years ago.
Ooh, he's got a little bit of that Seinfeld thing going on. You know, the thing about Obama is he can speak. Yeah, he's got notes there. He may even have a teleprompter there, but he speaks contemporaneously. He talks off the top of his head because he understands what he's saying. Unlike Donald Trump, who reads the words that somebody, Stephen Miller, probably wrote for him, like he's in third grade and reading the book report for the first time. It's just sickening. Let me play you one more clip because this one.
Did you do the wimpy one?
No, I don't know the wimpy one, but this one is, well, here, you'll hear.
And he wants to take credit for it, says he's the best president for black folks since Abe Lincoln. Man, now his advisors are out there saying, including his son-in-law yeah. says, black folks have to want to be successful. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Who are these folks? What history books do they read? Who do they talk
they
to?
They don't. That's the problem.
Don't read? Is that what's going on? Black unemployment hit almost 17% during the Great Recession 10 years ago. And through a lot of hard work, Joe Biden and I helped get it down. And it kept on going down. Not because Trump did anything. And then this year, because they've screwed up the pandemic response, it soared back up to above 17% here in Florida. But it doesn't have to be that way, Florida, if you go out and vote.
Go out and vote. Yeah. So he was on
fire.
Well,
you
today.
Led me. You gave me the perfect segue.
Yes, I did. Go ahead. To Jared.
Yes, Jared. Little Jared. So Jared's little racist remark got some response.
You want to hear it? You want to hear it?
Here's
what Jared said. It's edited, so you know the middle part I cut out, so it's not too long here.
There's been a lot of discussion about the issues that were needed in the black community for the last years, but particularly it intensified after the George Floyd
situation.
And you know, you saw a lot of people who were just virtue signaling. They'd go on Instagram
virtue
and cry,
signaling?
Or they would, you know, put a slogan on their jersey or write something on a basketball court. And quite frankly, that was doing more to polarize the country than it was to bring people forward. One thing we've seen in a lot of the black community, which is mostly Democrat, is that President Trump's policies are the policies that can help people break out of the problems that they're complaining about, but he can't want them to be successful more than they want to be successful. And what you're seeing throughout the country now is a groundswell of support in the black community, because they're realizing that all the different bad things that the media and the Democrats have said about President Trump are not true.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I can't help myself. I got a song for Jared Kushner.
Okay.
I just need you to shut the fuck up, cause nobody asked you, bitch. I need you to shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Just shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Bow, bow. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Bow, bow. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Bow, bow.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Bow, bow. Shut the fuck up. We need the extended version of that.
That's so good. Okay, well, this will help. From Blue Dog.
Oh, okay.
Blue Dog, Trump and hater too, they call themselves. They're talking about Jared. This arrogant little stick figure was born with a silver spoon lodged up his ass, and he thinks that makes him qualified to tell black people that they're lazy, and if they're not successful, it's their own fault. Fuck Jared Kushner.
No shit.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
That was a good one.
Okay. Hey, Jared Kushner, we got one for you too. We're just full of fucks today.
By the way, while we were playing, a Michigan judge has struck down a ban on the open carry of firearms at polling places on Election Day.
Struck down a ban.
CNN.
Unbelievable.
In Michigan, of all places, where they hate Whitmer. And isn't that her? Isn't that Whitmer?
Governor Whitmer. That's where they had the scheme to kidnap and execute her. Lovely.
Yep.
Where they almost stormed the Capitol building with their assault rifles.
Yes, exactly. Judge Christopher Murray granted the pro-gun rights group who filed a lawsuit preliminary injunction, effectively reversing Benson's October 16th order and eliminating a universal ban on the open carry of firearms or within 100 feet of polling locations or absentee counting boards on Election Day. I'm trying to find out who appointed the judge. Does not say. I do not know. I'm not going to waste your time doing this.
So there was a ban on open carry at polling places in Michigan, and a judge came in and struck it down. I'm sorry. This is opposite world.
This is hell.
Unbelievable.
Okay, well, I can't find who. Okay. Here's one from Joe Lockhart from yesterday.
Okay.
Give Trump credit for message discipline on closing argument. Today it was releasing a doctored video of Joe Biden, Jared saying blacks are lazy,
yes.
Meadows taunting mask wearers, Trump lambasting four female journalists, and a sequel to ACB White House event because not everyone was infected at ACB 1.
Oh,
Amy Coney Barrett one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can we not call her ACB?
That's his tweet because
I understand, but this is a thing now. And I'm sorry. Call her Amy Phony Batshit, whatever you want, but she doesn't deserve the initial. She is not in the same class as RBG or AOC. Doesn't work that way. Right. Sorry.
I know. I hear that all day, every day on Twitter. I do agree. I never call her that.
It's easy to write, abbreviations. I do that from my own notes.
Sure.
But in public, I will not refer to her by her initials because she hasn't earned that.
Right. But this tweet was about 1,000 characters long.
I know.
So he jammed it in.
I got it. I understand. Yeah. I'm just being pissy.
All right.
Because
so
I
here's
can.
Something from Rand Paul.
Oh, boy.
Via the Daily V's Sam Brody.
Yeah.
This is new yesterday. Rand Paul tells Virginia crowd that cloth masks, quote, don't work, and says how he'd run a restaurant in COVID.
Yes.
Quote, I'd have a whole wing for senior citizens or for anybody who was worried about getting sick, and I would say all my servers have already had it.
And what does that do? The new study out today says that, immunity is not happening, that the short immunity that you get seems to be even lessened with the depending on the severity of your infection. So if you weren't really infected badly, like apparently the president had a minor case, he doesn't have immunity. He keeps talking, I'm immune. No, you're not.
No,
moron.
Everything he said is wrong. I mean, that's how horrible they are. Yes. That's why the cases have shot up. We know that. Okay, here's something I dug up. This is my last thing.
Okay.
This is from Vice.
Okay.
Undercover video shows California Trump store, in quotes, collecting ballots.
Lovely.
The video was shot by a voter at a Republican campaign headquarters and was sent to California officials, quote, please investigate, they said. Undercover video taken at a GOP campaign headquarters in California and Trump store, selling merchandise featuring the president, shows store employees describing an operation to collect ballots in an unofficial box.
Oh my God.
It also shows them offering to store ballots for voters in a safe, ostensibly because the ballot box has been moved off premises for ballots to be delivered.
Where is this?
In California.
So the fake ballot boxes, we have a line about that in our landslide song. In fact, we'll do this. We'll play it because I've been threatening for days now. And then I'll play that Lincoln Project ad that you talked about. So again, if you're new, if you haven't been here, I wrote the lyrics. I tried singing it, but I have a problem with, staying on key. So I reached out to Lauren Mayer, who tweaked the lyrics a little bit and recorded it for us. And, feel free to share. Sharing is good. Here we go.
Go.
Whoops.
November 3rd's coming round. Our one last chance to get rid of this clown. In this crucial election, we all have to vote till a landslide brings him down. Oh, ballot in my mail, I fill you out. Find a legitimate drop box so there's no doubt. And I cast my vote early so that it arrives to end this whole season of Trump lies. Well, I've been counting the moments till we get rid of this schmo. As time moves faster, we can end this disaster if we vote for Kamala and Joe. Well, I'm not afraid of waiting in line if it'll turn our country around. Tell the stable genius, take his mushroom penis and evacuate the White House grounds. Cast the votes to evict this clown. We can take back the Senate and take back the town and have no more corruption from this insensitive Scrooge as the landslide takes Trump down. He can't contest the election if the margin is huge. Let's make a landslide to take Trump down. We need a landslide to take Trump down.
I put the phone on speaker so she can hear you.
What do you think?
She's in and out.
No, that's not the one.
Your girls are on the telephone, Joyce. Joyce? You can say something. She can hear you now.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom. How are you doing?
The girls say hi, Joyce. Your mom moved her fingers like she's waving.
Oh, God.
I wish we could be there with you, Mom.
Oh, God.
They say they want to be here with you, Joyce.
She knows that we can't, right?
They can't because of the COVID.
Oh, my
Joyce.
God.
Yes, she knows. Yes, she does. She nodded.
We love you, Mom.
Love you, Mom.
Your girls love you, Joyce.
Wow.
She nodded again a little.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Mom.
212-946.
On November 3rd, vote Biden-Harris. Life's too important not to.
Wow. Holy
shit. Okay, my audio just went haywire
okay.
again.
So that wasn't the spot that you found.
That's not the ad.
Oh, my. That's one you retweeted, though. That's what I saw. So I thought that was the one you were talking about. That was heartbreaking. Oh, my God.
I know. There's been a couple that one was two women getting stopped in a car on their way to get it. One of them on their way to get an abortion. The mother's driving, the teenager's in the front seat, and they get stopped by the police and taken away because they can't do that. But there was one of a little girl who's asleep. I just tried to Google it while you were playing that, but I can't find it.
I'll look for it tonight and maybe, share it tomorrow. But that one's depressing too, huh? I guess Lincoln Project is going in for the kill at the end. And I guess good for them.
Oh, yay, I can hear you again.
Oh, good.
Yeah. No, Lincoln Project. But I don't know. I wish I could just find you that one from yesterday. I wish I could just find it for you so you wouldn't have to look it up because I should have saved it. No. And I didn't. Oh, well. I tried.
Hey, quick aside. Joy is in the YouTube chat room. And she was,
hi, Joy.
And she said, maybe Nicole will leave her chat room open on election return night so we can chat. The chat room at NicoleSandler.com/listen-live is always open. So let's make it a legitimate, gathering place for next Tuesday night. We'll talk about it again on Tuesday. But next Tuesday night, if you want to commiserate, the chat room at NicoleSandler.com/listen-live, always open. You can post there anytime. So we'll do that. We'll gather there. And, Laffy, this is, we got a week.
We got 3 months, but yeah,
week. But we got to get past the first hurdle. The first hurdle is November 3rd. And then the next hurdle is January 20th. Either way, we got our work cut out for us. So be tough this week. Do something good for yourself. Get away from the television. Get away from the Amy COVID Barrett.
I won't watch that.
Boca dubbed her. All right. With that, we're done for today. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Thank you.
We'll do it again tomorrow. Keep the
faith. Bye, everybody.
Bye.